Okay, I'm speaking with
Dr. Layla Rumsey.
Okay, and
Abdus Sabor Ronco.
Okay, and you are. Let me ask you this real quick, doctor.
Baby.
Like I said, this is not helping their cause.
No.
Okay. You're here. I see you've got the flag waving the whole nine yards. You're here, first of all, for what purpose?
I'm here to support American pluralism, that this country is big enough for all of us. I am a 12th generation American citizen. My ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War to kick out the British. My ancestors were the one who wrote the Constitution, part of the Constitution, that gave us the rights to express ourselves in speech and express ourselves in religion. And this is what has always made us strong. And this kind of bigotry and hatred only serves to... Point taken. This kind of bigotry and prejudice only serves to undermine the unity that Americans have always enjoyed throughout the past 200 years. And I also want to make clear that Islam is not from over there. There are lots and lots and lots of Americans, born Americans, that have chosen Islam, and that's our God-given right in the American Constitution. And that's basically all I want to say.
Hey, can I ask you a quickie question, though?
You may ask.
I asked them this over there, and I asked one of them over here, when I could get over the motorcycles. What do you hope to accomplish by being here today?
To show a face of peacefulness, to show a face of a Muslim American who is totally committed to a peaceful country that enjoys American pluralism.
Give me your perspective on the recent attacks that took place in France as well as in Belgium the last few days.
Well, first of all, I think it's unfair to ask any Muslim off the street to comment on the atrocities being committed in the name of Islam, just as I wouldn't ask you, sir, to explain all the atrocities that have occurred in the name of Christianity by people that call themselves Christians but do not behave in a Christian way.
And before we got a chance to start talking here, you said you wanted to say something to the Christians. What would that be?
I don't remember saying that I wanted to talk to a Christian, but anyway.
It must have been because of all the motorcycles.
Okay, anyway. I can say something to the Christians. We're not your enemy. We worship the same God. We love Jesus. We believe Jesus was the son of the Virgin Mary. We believe that he will lead the end of days. He will come back and lead us to paradise at the end of days. There's so much that joins us that we should not concentrate on what separates us. We should only concentrate on what joins us.
Doctor, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Welcome.
I'll get you some earplugs.
Thank you. Thank you.